outside the bells are all ringing, pulling the evening down. Cannon fire rattles beneath the shadow of the cross and the crown. Beyond the mile of ocean and big empty sky, there's a heart that beats in time with mine, with mine. Above the rain, just a jewel in the sky, in the morning round. When you touch down, know that I'm still by your side. If only in spirit and
tell me about the title track of the EP, Spirit and Mind.
So Nathaniel wrote that one when I was on my way to Australia, I think, with the Ducks, and he was still living in St. Augustine. And there's a lyric, above the rain, just a jewel in the sky. And that was me up in the airplane. He was like a delivery driver for the sporting goods company. So he talks about, you make your final approach, I'll be making the morning round. Because it was also, because I was in Australia, we were 12 hours ahead. So yeah, that was there were a bunch of songs written around that time. But yeah, that was one of the first songs that he wrote when we got together. And I heard it for the first time when I landed and just was sitting on the airplane with tears just streaming down my face. Yeah.
How do you two approach your songwriting now? Does it remain a really collaborative process, or do you bring music to each other?
We bring music to each other. We have yet to actually just sit down and come up with something completely together. That's definitely the next frontier, but yeah, usually he'll be working on something and say, I'm stuck on a verse or a chorus, and I'll just sort of tweak. And that's sort of how we collaborate, vice versa.
For you personally, do you find that your lyrics kind of inspire your music, or does the music usually come to you first?
I feel like it's sort of a bit of both. I think that with me, usually it starts with the lyrics because I'm less of an instrumentalist, whereas he'll, you know, he's a guitar player, so he'll just be noodling and come up with a chord progression or something, and then that can turn into a song. So yeah, I guess sort of a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Performing on a stage. I remember like that first moment as a kid, probably when I was about 6 years old and didn't even quite have the vocabulary to articulate it yet. But I've always felt most at home on stage, no matter what's going on in my life. That's where I can just kind of, like, some people get stage fright, but I feel like it's the opposite for me. Like, I can just breathe and be myself when I'm up there. And I just, yeah, I love it. It's my home.
That's such a gift. I didn't realize that. I just assumed everybody got stage fright. So you never have?
I don't get it. And I forget sometimes that that's even a thing that some people encounter, like fear of flying and stuff like that. But yeah, no, it's like, I think that there've been times where maybe there was a high profile gig that we were playing, or like they were, you know, playing at the Ryman Auditorium for the Americana Music Awards, and like Judy Collins was in the front row and it was a room full of industry people. And I think maybe I was a bit nervous there, but usually I'm just excited.
You've toured extensively, both as Nation of Two and, of course, internationally as a member of the Ducks as well. Can you tell me about a show that stands out in your mind as a very memorable one for you personally?
Well, I think that when Nathaniel and I got to go back to this festival in Florida, the Spirit of Suwannee Music Park, which was the festival that was the reason that we met in the first place, that was very special to go back. And not just because that was the place, but because the Ducks played there, you know, as I was saying, we played there so much and right from the beginning. So this audience really, you know, my mom came with us this time and she was like, they feel like a serious kind of ownership over you. Like they saw you grow up. And so I think that it was really, really cool for them to see and just to know that just such a huge magical thing had happened because of that place in my life. And so, yeah, that was pretty cool. And then my mom also got up on stage and sang on a song with us. So that was pretty neat. And his family also came to that festival. So yeah, it was a special one in a lot of ways.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the next few months? Are you working on anything new?
Well, actually, Nathaniel has started school again, so he's been really tunnel visioned on that. we're looking forward to getting to start making music together again. So we've got a couple festivals coming up. I'm trying to think of which ones have actually been announced, but I'm allowed to say it. But we're playing Trout Forest, I know, is definitely announced. And then this Heart of the Nation that we're really looking forward to.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a new festival up in Manitoba.
Yes. And also another cool thing is that that'll be the first festival that both of my projects are playing at.
Awesome. Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of upcoming performances and get tickets?
We do. It's just www.nationoftwo.com.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Wolves. What can you tell me about that one?
So Nathaniel wrote that one when I was going to Australia. And I think that we were both going through some things with other people in our lives, and that was sort of about navigating that and just generally being each other's sort of safe space. And yeah, that was where that one came from.
Beautiful song. Jesse, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
I can hear them scratching at the walls in one and low, hungry for your fragile little soul. It's all these old walls know when you're wounded and when you're laying low. Made a quick decision, left those gnashing teeth just snapping in the dust, knowing one day it would catch back up, as it always does when you're healing, when you found your love. Something stirred in the dark of the night. It's been gaining on you now for such a long, long time. Don't look back, keep your hand in mine. We'll keep running further down the line, and we'll keep running further down the line. Did you leave it all behind for something more? Never knowing who'd been keeping score, or what they kept it for. No more hiding behind your door, yeah, no more hiding behind your door. Something stirred in the dark of the night. It's been gaining on you now for such a long, long time. Don't look back, keep your hand in mine. We'll keep running further down the line. Yeah, we'll keep running further down the line.